some of the best memories I have, actually, of the Raiders are probably childhood memories. Sometimes my parents would make me go to bed early, you know, because I was too young to stay up till 9 o'clock and my bedtime was 8:30. Then I would turn on the radio and listen to it on the radio. Being a Raider fan is bigger than a football game. It's about family and spending time with your parents, your kids. My grandfather had season tickets and my dad. I remember my dad coming in on Sunday mornings and sometimes saying, hey, your Uncle Paul can't make it to the game. You know, you want to go. And I had an older brother, so it was pretty exciting when he chose me to go to the game. So that was a big ticket item back then. I can remember the very first game of taking my son and putting him on my shoulders and going to the Raider games. The very first word he ever learned was dad. The second thing he ever learned was Raiders football, baby. That was the first sentence he ever put together. True story. I'm Steve, Section 316. I'm a Raiders season ticket holder.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, JT. Like Steve, all great fans of the Silver and Black are celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Raider team that won Super Bowl 18. Widely considered the greatest team ever assembled, and they beat none other than the Washington Redskins.
30 minutes, baby, 30 minutes.
How bad do we want, man? It's kind of shameful. Our game.
You got 30 minutes of Raider football, baby. 30 minutes of Raider football, and it's all ours. Let's go. No let up. Let's go, baby.
Jeff Hayes back to kick.
High snap. He goes up, blocked. It's going to be blocked into the end zone. The Raiders on a chase. It'll be recovered in the end zone for a Raider touchdown.
There's Plunkett going deep for Branch.
I tell you, Cliff Branch loves to go deep.
Branch wide open, falling down, touchdown.
Let's keep dominating this team. Let's keep dominating.
In 83, we just had a great football team.
We were the best team in football by a wide margin. We just felt we were that good.
It was a team loaded with talent and the stuff of legends. With a multitude of offensive weapons, the Silver and Black rolled past defenses, scoring over 20 points in every game all season.
He makes a one-handed catch, magnificent!
Loops one to the end zone, to Allen, touchdown Raiders!
Coming to the Raiders was all about winning. We know we was going to be in the playoffs, and we'll be on knocking on the door for a world championship.
On the other side of the ball, a rugged defense terrorized offenses throughout the league.
We always felt we could win. It was something that everybody on the team truly believed.
An elite secondary pass coverage sealed off any attempts to pierce the Raiders' defense.
To be a Raider means to be on one of the best football teams in NFL history, one of the greatest franchises in NFL history.
Success in the regular season gave way to dominance in the playoffs, but everything was punctuated by Super Bowl 18, and even more so by a single run to remember.
To make a run like that in a game like that at a time like that was just, it was pure magic. It was beautiful.
Plunkett giving to Allen, sending a wide left. He has to reverse his field, and he gets away for a moment. Comes back up to the middle of 30, 25, 40. Breaks past 2 minutes to 50. Down to the 40. Picking up the blocker. Oh, Toledo! Touchdown, Raiders!
74 yards for Marcus Allen. And the Lombardi Trophy will go to the Los Angeles Raiders.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing, just win.
You can never get enough of that memorable run by the great Marcus Allen. And I have the pleasure of working with Tom Flores and Jim Plunkett, and it's great that we can celebrate the 30th anniversary with them this year. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll talk to the play-by-play voice of the Washington Redskins, Larry Michael, when we return on the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
The offense has improved over the first three games and showed some signs of really breaking out in the game against Detroit. So how big is this game? It's big for both teams, the Raiders and Redskins. Both need a win. It's a huge game this week.